Farmers and Merchants Bank joined you in cheering on the Mountain Home Bombers. Hi, I'm Tracy Adams, a commercial loan expert, and just like the Bombers, I know it takes a great team to care for all your financial needs. Working as a team to help you reach your goals is the perfect game plan for success. Visit Farmers and Merchants Bank next to Hickory Park, and I'll be happy to help you find the right loan for your future. Remember, Farmers and Merchants Bank is in your corner, and always, go Bombers! Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Well, it's going to be Mountain Home's ball to start this final quarter. Man, what a big basket for
Huge for Blaine Tate. As Tate brings it across for Mountain Home. Top of the key, McLean. Mountain Home can look to tie or take the lead here as McLean takes contact, gets off balance from Lorenz, puts it up, no good. Colcisa comes away with the rebound for Harrison. Scribner is going to drive the lane. He's going to put the ball up. He's going to take contact. Ryder McLean with the foul. First of the fourth quarter. Scribner going to go line shooting two for Harrison. First free throw's up. It's good. 12 point for Ryder Scribner on the night. 46-43. Second free throw. It's up. It is good. 47-43. 4-point game. One quarter to go. Tate hands off to McLean. McLean tries to throw it to Gilbert. Ball's going to be knocked away by Jackson Kreiner.
Matt, I'm a little fortunate that was off of Kreiner because it wasn't that greatest pass.
It wasn't. It was back behind him. I agree, Matt. Ryder going to get the ball. Take the ball up top to Tate. Tate's going to swing it to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to take the swing from Podwaski. He's got Jackson Kreiner on him. He's going to drive. Punt fake. Nice little up and under move, and it is good.
Little shake and bait.
Their little school, little lesson right there, boys, as he took him to school in the paint. Little up and under as we're back to a two-point game. Rhett Gilbert answers. Ball's going to, they're going to get a legal screen here. We're going to get Jackson Kreiner with the illegal screen. His first, team's first here in this fourth quarter.
Mount Home with a chance to tie or take the lead.
That'd be huge. Huge possession here. 6:45 left. Two-point game. We always have a good one. Ball gets high post to court. Corp's going to hand off to Tate. Tate's going to work against Bell. Bell's going to go. Tate's going to go up. He's going to take the foul on Maddox Bell.
Come on.
Maddox Bell has been in the game all of about 5 minutes, and he's got four fouls. He's been the guy that gets the call on the fouls. That's going to send Blaine Tate to the line with a chance to tie this game. Tate's first free throw. It's up. It's good. Bell's going to have to check out as Paul comes in. I believe we got Mr. Bell's parents behind us, if I was guessing.
Hope you're correct.
Tate's second free throw. It's up. It's good. I would probably agree. That was a tough call. That's a tough call on your son for sure. Cecil going to bring the ball, but Mountain Home will take it. Martin has a top. Him and Cecil playing a two-man game up top, back and forth each other. Martin's going to drive. Going to get his feet to the paint, but have nowhere to go with it. He's going to get it back after passing it to Kreiner. He's going to miss the three, but get his own rebound. Ball comes up top to Cecil. Cecil gets it to Scribner. Scribner's got McLean on him. Tie ball game. 6 minutes left in this game. Scribner trying to dribble. Now he hands it off to Martin. 15 to shoot. Come up top, Cecil. Three. It's good. Cole Cecil puts Harrison back up. 50-47. Mountain back quickly as Rhett Gilbert answers. Rhett Gilbert answers with a three. 50-50.
Wow.
Matt, why does this always happen on the Harrison games with us?
I know. Just back and forth right now.
Kreiner gets it to Martin. Back to Kreiner. Kreiner drives. Cecil, top. Three. Rims in and out. No good. Wow. Cork with a rebound.
Wow. How lucky that one was. That almost went
everywhere but down.
That ball went everywhere but down.
Blaine Tate with the ball. Going to set things up. 23 on the shot clock. Gets it to Cork. Cork, top of the key. Gilbert, pull it, brother. It's on its way.
It's good.
Red Gilbert gives Mountain Home the lead. 53-50 with 5:05 left in this game. Harrison's going to take a timeout. We're going to take it with them. You're listening to Bomber Basketball. Buzzing Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
Uh-oh, sounds like you need some new glass. And Clear Results Glass is here to help. At Clear Results, no job is too big or too small for our guys. Rock chip or broken windshield? Not a problem. Outdated or broken business glass? Let us help. Custom glass for your home? We can do it. With Clear Results, you can trust us to get the job done. Let us get a quote started for you. Just call 321-1098 or stop by Clear Results Glass, located at 5051 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Discover the smile you've always wanted at North Arkansas Dental Group. They're your go-to, family-friendly dental experts. Ensuring your oral health is their top priority. Open Monday through Thursday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Fridays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. They make dental care convenient for your busy schedule. Experience state-of-the-art facilities at their new location, 2338 Highway 62 West. From routine checkups to cosmetic dentistry, their skilled team is dedicated to providing personalized and comfortable care for all. Schedule your appointment today and let them brighten your smile.
Mountain Home takes the lead, 53-50. 5 minutes left in this game. Tate, pounding Scribner. Scribner going to drive. Go up. He's going to put the shot up. It's going to be good. Scribner said, give me the ball and get out of my way. Give me the ball and get out of the way. I'm going to put this in. Harrison still trailing. Mountain Home with a 53-52 lead. Gilbert has it top of the key. Has Paul on him.
I've just been feeling so sluggish lately.
You should try the Metamucil 2-Week Challenge.
The Metamucil 2-Week Challenge?
Yeah. Metamucil 4-in-1 Fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Start your daily routine now, and in 2 weeks, you could be feeling great. Well, it's been 2 weeks. How you feeling?
Lighter and feeling great.
If you want to feel lighter by promoting digestive health, sign up to take the 2-week challenge at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Head over to NFLShop.com today for the largest collection of officially licensed gear from all your favorite brands. NFL Shop is your ultimate destination for the official NFL sideline collection worn by players and coaches on game day. Explore the same sideline and on-field gear worn by your favorite players and coaches at NFL Shop. To shop now, go to NFLShop.com.
It's no good. Corp's going to pull away the rebound. Paul's going to fight for the rebound. He's going to get it, but it's going to be out of bounds as he knocks the ball away from Jackson Corp. And by the time he gets it, Paul is going to be standing on the sideline or baseline. Mount Home's going to get the ball. 3:36 left. Mount Home clinging to a two-point lead.
I tell you what, this is what high school basketball is all about.
Love it. Both fan bases are in it. It's good. Harrison showing pressure. Gilbert's going to get it across to McLean. McLean's going to beat the pressure. 3:24 left in this game. Gilbert has it up top. Mountain Home up two. Gilbert's going to take a kind of a border screen. He's got Martin on him. Takes a screen from Cork. Now he's got Kreiner on him. Gilbert, pull up. On its way. It's no good. Battle for the rebound is knocked. Jackson Corp's going to knock it off of... It looked like he knocked it off of Martin.
It sure looked like it did.
We were kind of blocked by the Mountain Home bench, but it's going to be out of bounds on Mountain Home. Harrison's ball, 3 minutes to go. 56-54, Mountain Home leading. Scribner takes the screen from Martin. He's going to go to work. They're going to call Blaine Tate with a foul.
First of all, number two, Blaine Tate. That's his first, team's second.
Blaine Tate's first foul, only second foul for Mountain Home. Fresh 35 for Harrison. 2:54 left. They are down two. At what point, if you're Harrison, has Mountain Home beaten you the last three out of four times or something, and do you say, man, it's happening again? Scribner, deep three, no good. Rebound's going to be knocked out of bounds. They're going to say as Corp tried to save it, he stepped on the baseline. Good hustle there by Corp. He's going to be able to mount home anyways. Maddox Bell checking in for Lucas Paul. As Bell's been on the bench a long time. See how he can come in. Cecil gets it top of the key, working against Gilbert. Gets it to Martin. Martin back up top to Cecil. Cecil going to take the deep three. It's going to be off right. Martin's going to pull around the rebound. He's going to go up. He's going to take the foul on Rick Gilbert. He's going to make the shot go to the line for one. Oh, that's tough. Fourth foul on Rick Gilbert. Martin going to go to the line looking to give Harrison the lead with 2:34 left in this game.
You guys, honestly, I don't know how Rick plays that one any different. You know, his hands were straight up. I mean,
that's better, unfortunate. Better offense beats better good defense sometimes, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Martin's free throw on the way. It's long. No good. McLean knocks the rebound down, but it comes away in the hands of Scribner. Scribner tries to save it in bounds. He's going to get the ball to Maddox Bell, but Harrison's going to call timeout. Tie ball game, 2:28 left. Harrison with a timeout. We're going to take it with him. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7. Watching on Bomber Sports Network.
This holiday season, make Jeans Good as New consignment shop your go-to for all things merry and bright. From cozy winter wear like coats, scarves, and boots to festive holiday sweaters, they have everything you need to keep the entire family warm and stylish without spending a fortune. Decorate your home with holiday treasures and find unique gifts that are as memorable as the season itself. Give a gift that's sure to wow. Stop by and make this season sparkle at Jeans Good as New, 718 Church Street, right off the square in Mountain Home.
Hey, Rich Norcross with Mountain Valley of the Ozarks. Just because you are at work does not mean you do not have the opportunity to enjoy Mountain Valley spring water. Mountain Valley of the Ozarks specializes in the delivery of 2.5 and 5 gallon glass as well as 5 gallon plastic bottles of pure spring water. Whether it's to an office, a warehouse, or any type of commercial setting, get Mountain Valley water delivered to your door. Call us today, 870-425-9565. Mountain Valley of the Ozarks, helping you stay healthy and hydrated while on the job.
Back at Bomber Gymnasium, you know, I understand Harrison wanted to take that timeout to make sure that they kept the possession, but that might be costly because they've only got one left.
That's the last timeout for sure. Scribner set to inbound the ball. That might loom large for Harrison. He inbounds it to Cecil. Cecil top to Martin. Martin thinks about the three, but then gets it down low to Maddox Bell. Bell, Scribner, offside block. It's good. Harrison takes the lead back with the two from Ryder Scribner.
And McLean just lost his feet there, guys. There's nobody there to help.
58-56. 2 minutes and 5 seconds left in this game. Mount Home trying to get it across against some pressure. Podwiles is going to have the ball knocked away. Martin's asking for it to be off of Mountain Home. If anything, it would have been a foul. Mountain Home going to call a timeout. We're going to take it with them. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7, watching on Bomber Sports Network.
I'm Dr. Nick Souter, the newest member of the team of board-certified surgeons at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I'm accepting patients at our clinics in Mountain Home and Salem, where I'll be evaluating and treating a broad scope of orthopedic issues. We use the most advanced technologies in both surgical and non-surgical procedures, like hyaluronic acid, PRP, and stem cell injections, all to help you stay active.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, number 3 Medical Plaza.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves in providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so we can provide the best service possible. I'm Kyle Davidson, Community President at FNBC in Mountain Home, and I want to invite you to stop in and meet our team at our newest location on the west end of the bypass at 175 West End Way. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mount Home set to inbound. 2:01 left to play in this game. Trailing by two. Guaranteed to have a good finish in this one, guys. Two teams battling for the first win in the 5A West. Tate gives the ball to Corp up top of the key. Corp hands off Gilbert. Eyes the three. It's on its way. It's good! Rick Gilbert with his 11th point of this fourth quarter. Gives Mountain Home the lead, 59-58, 1:37 left. Scribner looking to answer, got McLean all over him. Gets it up top to Cecil. Cecil falls down with it, gets it to Bell. He tries to get it down low to Kreiner, fade away. On its way, it rolls around, it's good.
I'll tell you what, good job by Cecil keeping his dribble when he lost his footing.
He did, he fell to the ground. Kreiner gives Harrison the lead, 60-59. We got a minute 13 left. Tate, top of the key, McClain, feet set.
Three!
It's good! Ryder McClain gets Mountain Home to lead with 1 minute to go. 62-60. Need a stop here, boys. Need a stop. Gilbert on Cecil. Drives. Tries to get it. Kreiner, two. Ties the game. Jaxer Kreiner's been instant offense for Harrison. 62-62. 40 seconds left. Mountain Home can hold for somewhat of a last shot. About a 7 second difference in the shot clock and game clock. Tate looking at his general filter here for what he's going to call. Tate's guarded by Cecil. 13 seconds, 19 in the game. Tate looking to go one-on-one. 8-7 to shoot. Takes it right side. Tries to get it down low to Podlaski. Ball stolen. Cecil comes away with it. Less than 10. They're going to get Blaine Tate with a foul. That's okay. Not a bad foul.
Trying to go for the ball.
Got a little head in the process.
That's the last one we have to
get. That's the last one we have to give. Blaine Tate with a foul. Can Harrison break Mountain Home's heart tonight?
You know, both times we faced last year, both games went to overtime.
They did. Oh, wow. Are you calling something here, Matt?
Uh-oh, Matty's calling the OT. Let's see what happens.
Kreiner set to inbound it. With 5 seconds, and Harrison's going to call timeout. We're going to take a short one with them. It's their last one of the game. Mountain Home, Harrison tied, 62 with left. We've got 5 seconds left. Come back for the conclusion of this one. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
Tired of paying that high cable or satellite service bill every month? Or what about paying for multiple streaming services and have to switch between apps to get everything you want? Brad's Home Entertainment has your solution. All your networks, weather, news, sports, and entertainment in one box. Pay yearly programming and it breaks down to as little as $35 per month. Thousands of channels at your fingertips. That's at Brad's Home Entertainment, home of Big Box Brad. Call or come by to see for yourself. 877-492-0700 or BigBoxBrad.com.
Back here with 5.2 seconds left to go. Tie ball game. Harrison has the ball. They're going to be inbounding it right in front of their bench. They have used their last timeout. That's huge. If they get in trouble, they have no way to call timeout to get it. Mountain Home can get the ball back. Need a defensive stop. Let's get some bonus basketball. What do you boys think?
Absolutely. You know, both games, again, went to overtime last year. Mountain Home came out winning both games.
Mountain Home's played their guts out tonight. Guys, I want to see right now. Let's see if we can get it done and send this one in overtime.
I tell you, both teams really played their guts.
It's been an awesome game. Harrison going right into the teeth of the Mountain Home student section. Kreiner set to inbound it. Gets it to Bell. Cecil gets it down low. Shot is up. It is good by Martin. Martin's going to give Harrison the lead, 64-62. Mountain Home's going to call timeout. We're going to put 2.2 seconds left on the clock.
2.2 seconds.
We've been here before, folks. We're going to keep it here.
Mountain Home will get one shot. One shot with 2 seconds left.
Hayden Martin with the two to give Harrison the 64. Great inbounds play drawn up by Harrison.
Oh, yes, yeah. Just like they drew it up right there, they were able to find that open man. He just able to float one in.
64-62, Mountain Home inbound. Guys, this is reminiscent of McGee Harris with the half-court buzzer beater.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So take us back to that last year. Break it down for us. Same scenario, right?
Yeah, Harrison actually tied the game or took a lead on a...
Yeah, they took the lead on a corner jumper.
Corner jumper, that's right. We inbounded the ball, but we didn't call timeout. McGee Harris gets it. He drives, double pumps, switches to his left hand at half court.
With a defender right in his face.
Yeah. This was the Coach C shot. That was the day that Coach C passed away.
Yeah.
So we call it the Coach C shot.
That's awesome.
Let's see if Mountain Home will get it done again. See if we try to throw the ball deep. Harrison only has two fouls. If you're Harrison, do you try to foul?
I would consider it.
Yeah. I would foul. 100% I would foul. If I'm Harrison, I try to foul. If you're Mount Home, if you feel a foul coming, you got to try to get a shot up. Ball's going to be inbounded. It's going to go low. It's going to be tipped. Ball's going to come away, and Harrison's going to come away at the rim.
Wow.
Harrison's going to come away with the 64-62 win. As they're celebrating in the middle, Harrison students are going to storm our floor in a big win.
That's cute.
Hey, I love it. It's rivalry game.
That's right.
I'm okay with it.
Get your feels. Guys, had a game of basketball tonight.
Yep.
What a game. I mean, there's nowhere else in the state I would have been. Girls got it done. Boys got right down to the wire. That's about as good as high school basketball as you're going to find in the state.
I love it. This is what rivalry is all about. You know what? If you're going to celebrate, you let them celebrate.
Yeah.
Mount Home will take it as a good game, as Harrison's going to win this game, 64-62.
We'll be back shortly in the Twin Lakes Orthopedic and Sports Medicine postgame show. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
Don't let an injury keep you on the bench. Board-certified orthopedic surgeons Dr. Tom Knox, Dr. Wynn Moore, and Dr. Ed Roeder at Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic are ready to treat athletes of all ages. Doctors Knox, Moore, Roeder, and the clinic staff integrate high-quality, compassionate care with innovative treatment and years of expertise. Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic will get you back to doing what you love. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 870-424-4710 or visit baxterhealth.org.
Todd.